Jumpin' Jack Flash, it's a gas. Those are the Rolling Stones, 9 minutes until 11 o'clock on a throwback Thursday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in the studio along with Mark Eichhorst. So proud of my friend, Rich Cohn, who authored the book on the Rolling Stones, a bestseller, The Sun and the Moon and the Rolling Stones. Rich has appeared on this program. It's hard to believe that the Stones were born just in the aftermath of World War II. They were a part, of course, of the rock and roll revolution, the sexual revolution, and yet we still have people who literally served in World War II that gave us the right to enjoy that music, to enjoy that sexual revolution, and we have an opportunity to honor those guys and gals.
Exactly. You know, we just had our Staying Safe segment the last half hour, and as you said, our veterans have always helped keep us safe, especially our World War II veterans. And Tom and Blanca Weber's of the Casablanca de Mexico Restaurant and Lounge in downtown Racine for the last several years have sponsored a float in our 4th of July parade that honor our World War II veterans, many of them being the honorary flight participants. And they, again, are going to have a float in the parade to honor our World War II veterans. And they're looking for area World War II veterans. And if you know somebody or if you are one and want to participate in the parade, you can call Blanca at 262-939-4664. Seating on the float is limited, so if you can respond as early as possible, they would appreciate it. That number again is 262-939-4664.
He is Mark Eichhorst, Mr. Racine. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN, and he is Bruce Davis, the director of the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program here for Racine County. Speaking of safety, this is something that it seems like this time of year especially, you would think that the winter would be the most unsafe area, but with the storms brewing up so quickly here, it's a vital importance, isn't it?
Well, the National Weather Service was in town about 2 months ago doing a series of seminars, one at Gateway, another one down in Summers, talking about just that, weather spotting. And one of the activities that we do at the Retired Senior Volunteer Program is to assist in disaster preparedness. And specifically this morning, we're talking about the role that amateur radio operators play in that area. We are the host to 4 separate amateur radio activities at the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, the Lakeshore Repeater Association, the Quarter Century Wireless Association, the Megacycle Club, and this morning we're talking specifically about the Amateur Radio Emergency Services, ARES, all similarly directioned in the idea of working with emergency communications, but different approaches as well. So this morning we're talking about the ARES and the fact that there is a new emergency coordinator by the name of Tom Berger, who unfortunately could not join us this morning.
Had an emergency, perhaps?
But he is not with us today, but he
that's good.
But hopefully at some time in the future. And Tom has breathed some new life into ARES and some of the activities that amateur radio operators are involved in when times are calmer, when we don't have severe weather and we don't have disasters to react to, spending much of that time involved in practicing emergency communication techniques.
How does it work? I mean, I remember when I was a kid, we had the CBs, you know, in our house with a big antenna coming up. Is that kind of the concept?
Yeah, that's the idea. Amateur radio activities run the gamut from local communication all the way to bouncing signals literally off the moon and off satellites and anywhere in between. Specifically, when you're talking about amateur radio operators involved in emergency communications on a local level, you're talking about using a local repeater system. Here in Racine, there are 2 sites. One is located down at the intersection of County KR in Wood Road, that large communications tower that is there. And then there's another tower that's just been erected. It was actually moved from the old Red Cross building on Taylor to the new South Shore Fire Station on Old Green Bay Road. Those are the 2 locations. And a repeater essentially takes information from a radio operated by a ham radio operator, usually at a fairly low power, takes that information, amplifies it, and sends it out again. So I can communicate through most of, I'm a licensed amateur radio operator myself, I can communicate through most of Racine, Kenosha County, parts of Lake County, parts of Milwaukee County, even parts of Walworth County, using the local repeater systems. So I only have like 5 watts of power on my radio, but that 5 watts is boosted to at least 50 watts when it goes into one of these repeater systems. So whenever the Amateur Radio Emergency Services Group or the Lakeshore Repeater Group is involved in emergency communications exercises, we're primarily using those repeaters, because that's generally what's going to work when cell phones aren't working and when the internet's not working, because most, not all, but most of these repeater sites have auxiliary power.
And that's the kind of the key, right?
Right, exactly.
Is that you would think that in 2016, with the internet, with cell phones, with emergency broadcast systems like we have here at WRJN, it wouldn't be that pivotal. But actually, when all else fails, the amateur radio operators are there.
Everything is great till it stops working. and amateur radio is actually a 100-year-old technology. It's been around more than that number of years. It's been updated, obviously, into the 21st century. But the fact that most amateur radio operators have portable power supplies, and most of these repeater sites either have batteries on site or an auxiliary power setup. Like, for example, at the South Shore Fire Station, where we just erected the new tower, moving it from where the Red Cross building was down on Taylor Avenue, that's a 24-hour backup power source, because the fire station needs it. So we're tied into their system. So it works very, very well when everything else is down.
He is Bruce Davis. He is the director of the Racine Senior Volunteer Program for Racine County. We're talking this morning about the Racine Kenosha Amateur Radio Emergency Services. This is Glenn Klein on your radio, friend, along with my friend Mark Eichhorst.
Bruce, one of the things these amateur radio people help with is not only during emergencies and disasters, but I know that Real Racine uses them on several occasions, especially with some of the runs that are in the area, like the Lighthouse Run coming up this weekend.
As a matter of fact, I'll be involved in that on Saturday, along with about 25 members of the ARES and also the Lakeshore Repeater
Group. Very nice T-shirt you have on.
Thank
for the
you.
Lighthouse
this
Run. Looking very sharp this morning. Well, sporty.
It's clean.
For right now.
Because I just got it yesterday. and I'll be one of about 25 operators on Saturday morning, stationed actually by the lighthouse with my little 5-watt radio. But again, we're able to communicate with the central dispatch unit, which is going to be down near Monument Square, and we will be able to relay emergency situations, be able to report on progress of the runners, the need for supplies, things of that nature. And it not only, you're right, Mark, not only does it help the actual event, but it's a perfect opportunity for radio operators, radio amateur operators, to practice their craft. Because it really is, in essence, practicing this emergency radio communications. In this case, it's for an event, but it can easily be transferable to a situation when all the power's out because a severe storm has gone through the area.
You love this, don't you?
I can get into it, yes.
It seems like it has tripped your trigger a little bit, Bruce. Yeah. You're with the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, RSVP, here in Racine County. What is the age span, though, of people that are amateur radio operators?
Well, amateur radio operators run anywhere from being as young enough to be able to pass the test. So there's some amateur radio operators who are 8 or 9 years old, running all the way up into their 90s. Obviously, with our group, the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, we're 55 plus, but radio amateurs run the gamut.
Thank you for volunteering, for working for our community, for looking so sharp coming into the studio. Are you going to run?
No, I'm stationed at the lighthouse with my radio. Oh,
I thought you were going to be running with the radio.
No.
Like live actualities, play-by-play of
the
run.
That will not be happening.
That will not be happening.
No, but we'll be will be part of this overall network trying to make the event run as smoothly as possible.
And if folks want more information about the Amateur Radio Emergency Service Program, how can they get that?
Give us a call at 886-9612. We're always sponsoring amateur radio licensing classes if you'd like to get into the hobby itself. And we'd be more than happy to talk to you about that.
Always great seeing you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
After WRJN covers the world, we will commence your Throwback Thursday, Hour of Power, as we continue to acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power.
Battlefield USA, emotional visit. I'm Michael Toscano.
ISIL's global battlefield now includes the United States.